Hey, you listen to this podcast. Go to myplayvolution.com, click the Amazon icon, bookmark that page, and use it every time you shop on Amazon. It's a way for you to support the show without costing you anything. And it's a win-win-win. Amazon wins because you buy their stuff, and you win because you get stuff. And we win because we get a few pennies per purchase. Win-win-win. What could be better? Come on, do it. Please? Explorations Early Learning has been producing low-tech, high-think toys for years. Check out our yummy wooden delights at explorationsearlylearning.com under the Shop tab. And think about joining the Toy of the Month Club. For a reasonable monthly fee, we ship you a sweet, sweet box of play. Hey there, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson, coming to you live with Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
And Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
Hey, we're sitting here. We've been fussing around with Pinterest again. We're back with shit we saw on Pinterest 2.0. We felt after the first one, we felt a little bit negative because we kind of got down on some stuff. And so we came up with some different search terms for this episode. We searched preschool, playground, loose parts in the hopes that we'd come up with a lot more stuff that we could speak positively about than we did in the last episode, because
we're not looking to be bashers.
We don't like to be that, but sometimes we feel like we're doing it, but sometimes it needs to be done too. So scrolling through here, you see anything that catches your eye right away?
Well, I saw that big pile of pine cones, which was pretty awesome. I saw a lot of tree cookies, which is awesome.
There's a balance, but it's a big ass balance. It looks like it's put in the ground. It looks like 8x8 round or 8 foot round posts, and there's got to be a 4 or 5 inch thick, 5 foot long plank that's got two wooden crates built on it, and kids are loading rocks into it. And I mean, these are drop on your toe, hurt yourself, drop on your finger, hurt yourself rocks. So I really like that idea. The balance itself isn't really a loose part, but having all those big rocks to move around and tote in it and all the stuff that they could potentially, literally put kids in that big balance and all kinds of stuff could go on.
I'm seeing tires and
a lot of good stuff.
No, I like your comment about the heavier stuff. I like that too. You know, you big things that kids can move or that they have to work with. And, you know, sometimes that, you know, you drop it on your foot.
Yeah.
You
know, and I mean, your day. Real logs, that kind of stuff. I mean, we used to keep in the yard. We had some stick play was everything from popsicle sticks up to, I had some logs that were probably 6 to 8 inches in diameter and 12 or 14 foot long in the yards. Sometimes it would take 3 or 4 kids to move them.
That's awesome.
But imagine how powerful you feel when you're 3.5 foot tall and you move this big thing. It's a good experience. So there's a lot of power and control that comes in that kind of play. The thing about those that I hear a lot of I can't or we can't with that kind of stuff because it's so dangerous because somebody could get hurt.
Ooh.
Yes?
I'm raising my hand to say something.
What do you want to say?
What part of it can you say yes to? This is my new favoritist sound bite. What part of this can you say yes to?
Yeah.
What part of it? Maybe it might be this itty bitty.
You might be able to say yes to the part about asking why you can't.
You might be. You might be able to say yes to, let's actually go outside today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I will meet you where you are, but I need you to be willing to acknowledge what part of this you can say yes to.
Yeah, because
what are loose parts, though, Jeff? Really quick.
What are loose parts? I think it's pretty obvious in the words, but a lot of people don't get it. Loose parts are parts that are loose. They're things that can be toted. I mean,
you are not allowed to use the words in the definition.
They're bits and pieces, large and small, that can be hauled and toted about.
That have
in,
no right
in our
or
spaces.
Wrong.
Yes, open-ended materials.
And there's no right or wrong way to use them. And I think the more mobile the better, because you know, a lot of loose parts. There's one on here that is a pool noodle abacus, and you slice pool noodles into bits, and you string them on a piece of rope, and those pool noodles move back and forth on that rope, and so that's some movement going on there.
It's not a loose part,
but
though.
It doesn't seem really loose party to me.
And show me the 3-year-old who walked in one day and said, "I'm needing an abacus."
Excuse me.
And you know what? And if you did, because you know I'm actually related to people who probably at the age of 3 might have asked somebody for an abacus.
Nerds.
But then go, nerds, hashtag. But at that point, you, and I'm not saying that the pool noodle thing is not a real abacus, but usually if you have a kid at that age who's asking for that kind of stuff organically, go get him the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and really, if that's going to be real loose parts, put the rope out on the playground, put the sliced up pool noodles on the playground, and step back. And if they build
step
that
back.
thing, then it's that thing. And I think one of the big things about supporting that loose parts play is that stepping back. And I mean, we're talking loose parts here. We did episode 79. If you haven't listened through the whole back catalog of the Bar and Grill, episode 79 was specifically on loose parts. I see a lot of good storage ideas, because that's a big thing for this kind of stuff too.
Where
because
am I gonna
it
put
can't.
It?
Always yeah. be all over the place, and so being able to organize it somehow at some point is a thing a lot of programs
can I be nerdy for
with.
A minute?
Yeah, nerd on.
Well, I actually, that used to be very difficult to find, but before we got started, I Googled Nicholson's theory of loose parts, which was a theory that emerged in the design world and technology world and crafts in the 1970s, and he actually posited that the amount of creativity in an environment was directly related to the amount of loose parts in the environment. And I used to tell people at a gig, you know, it's really hard to find his paper, but it's actually, I just found it right this second. So cool. I am going to copy and paste it and put it up on the Facebook, so it'll be there. But then I'll reference it perhaps maybe at the end, or I know Jeff can use his magic technology and figure out how to get this link up there when we actually post this actual episode, but it's right there. I mean, I Googled Nicholson's theory of loose parts and got the document. It took me hours in grad school to find a copy of this.
So Jeff won't post it. You just heard Lisa say what you Google, and then you'll find it.
Google. Okay, Jeff's not going to post it. Just Google Jeff, Nicholson's theory of loose parts.
I mean, Jeff could say he was going to,
but then he'd forget.
Yeah. And
you'd
all
be waiting. 6 months from now.
Waiting. Just do it.
Yeah, just wait for. I'm seeing containers are another thing I'm seeing lots of, and some of them are natural materials, and some of them are plastic, and some of them have wheels on them, but I think that's another big thing that we get from loose parts play too, is the you need, when you're hauling little bits, you want containers to put them in, and I think that's one thing that a lot of, especially younger kids, twos and younger threes, like to do, is just fill that thing up with stuff and move it to another place and dump it out.
Yeah.
And that can seem chaotic and messy to us adults sometimes, but
spools.
The cable spools. There's one right at the top of that page where they made cars out of them. Did you see that one?
Yes.
They used the long cardboard, rigid cardboard tubes and these smaller cable tools, spools, and have made riding toys out of them. And I think that's, you know, there's a lot of ownership in creating your own vehicle like that.
Well, yeah. Dryer tubes, crates, bricks. This class is using bricks.
Bricks. That's awesome. So they could pit. Isn't that dangerous?
Probably. Awesome. It's awesomely dangerous.
Awesomely dangerous.
Well, and different size tires. You know, like the big ones that come off cars, but there's the bike tires and little kids' tractor tires and stuff too. So,
dragging things around, that heavy work.
Yeah.
Drilled stones.
Yeah, those are pretty. I've actually made some of them, but
why do you need to drill a hole through them? For stringing or?
Oh, yeah. You can use them for lacing. It's just a kind of.
Cause Jeff needs it to do it.
It's fun to make holes in stone.
Put holes in a rock.
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing. There's one down, I believe.
Ooh. Wheelbarrows for the kids to haul stuff around.
I like wheelbarrows.
I found one I like. It's got kids just row, probably 12 kids sitting there, all in their own like milk crate thing. They're kind of elongated milk crates, and they're all sitting there. And I don't know if they're sitting there because they were told to, and they're pretending to be in a drive-in movie. I got a problem with it. If they just decided themselves, they've self-organized into doing that. I think it's awesome. But I like milk crates outside.
Yeah, me too.
In wet conditions, they can be kind of slippery. But I've seen some great posts. They're actually on this page of you know, stacking them 3 and 4 high and climbing and building things. And if you want to make them a little bit more stable, pick up a couple packets of six or eight inch cable ties, and hand them out to the kids, and then the kids can link them together with those plastic cable ties and make them a little bit more stable and
pallets,
and then they can then just clip them off with a pair of scissors when they want to rearrange things. Yeah, the wooden pallets. There's a lot of great things.
I'm seeing a lot of wood stumps, sticks, yeah. Spools. And it's all like junky stuff, natural.
Loose
I love
isn't
it.
Very
they're
organized.
Not pretty. It's not pretty.
No, no.
Adults walk in and like, what the hell's going on here?
Who got into the recycling bin?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
That I see posted here, it's called a gathering area, and it's got eight little compartments. It's all made out of wood. It looks like it would be like chicken nesting boxes, kind of.
Oh.
And it's a place where just for sorting things. And it looks like they've got wood chunks and sticks and pine cones and rocks in them. And it's just a way to organically bring sorting and classifying into the outdoor environment because kids will just kind of – I mean, kids, they get to that age where they want to – sort things.
Well, and to me right now, we're kind of going through Pinterest, but yeah. it's making me think of that Is It Pretty post that we did a couple weeks ago. Is like, to me, this is the most aesthetically pleasing stuff I've seen. And this is pretty to me. So you do often have to educate, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, people would walk into my preschool yard and would be like, oh my God, what the hell happened here? You know, or what do they do here? Which was always, what do they do here? And I'm like, just sit down and watch and you'll see what kids are able to do here. I love the gutter. I love long bits of gutter.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been,
lots of rocks, lots of string. And, you know, and if you think about it, they're nature's first toys, right?
Yeah, yeah. And for as long as children have been playing, they have been. I mean, the rocks and the sand and the pine cone and the sticks and the dirt, all that kind of stuff that is a lot in a lot of programs considered too messy or too dangerous is stuff that kids have played with as long as there have been kids. And so I think there's just a kind of a natural affinity to gravitate towards those kind of things.
One of these posts has a pin. Is that what you call it? I'm new to this. So
oh,
yes,
look,
this
Lisa's learning the vernacular of Pinterest.
Somebody posted that to invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk, and is giving credit to Thomas Edison, supposedly, for saying that. Marbles, wood, crates, rocks. It's all stuff.
Well, and if you have them accessible, shells even. I mean,
shells. Well, so it's funny to me because, like, you go to garage sales sometimes and you, like, look at the stuff in the crate. And I'm the one that's like, can I buy the crate?
Do I got to buy all this crap so I can get the crate?
Yeah, I'll buy the crap to get the crate. Throw all the crap in the trash.
I like how much rope I'm seeing,
yeah,
too.
Lots of rope.
I'm looking at a part right now that it's got some rope strung across, and they've got a couple cardboard tubes strung on it, but it's also strung high enough and tight enough that there's a little girl in pink with her arms and legs wrapped around it, kind of crawling upside down.
Cool.
And we saw this last year when we visited Tacoma Park preschool or cooperative preschool. Our buddy
Teacher Tom,
not Teacher Tom, Leslie.
Leslie. No.
Tacoma Park. Oh, I was thinking Washington. Sorry.
Yeah, Leslie Romanoff, right?
Yes.
Out there, sorry, Leslie, at one of our past guests. And out of their playground, she had this wonderful, and it was 5-6 foot up in the air, the rope. And this little girl, she's out in her tutu.
Yes.
And she's up there catwomaning across the rope.
What about ladders? I like ladders.
Oh, ladders, yeah.
Oh, man.
I've only seen one here.
We've been having, it hasn't been outside, but we've been having ladder fun with grandbaby. Been working on some projects around the house, and so she's taken it upon herself to get all skilled at the 8-foot A-frame ladder, and she's all the way up there. And that skill has translated to the playground recently because she's been going on the big kid equipment.
The big kid.
And she was climbing up this one where her legs weren't quite long enough. She couldn't go foot and then her foot to the next one, so she'd have her foot on one rung, and she put her knee on the other one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And bring her foot up to that one, and then the knee, and then the foot, and had to get it that way. And and there were there was that going on from other parents, but then other kids were going, oh yeah.
I wonder if there's stages of climbing the same way that there are stages of like throwing, and you know what I'm saying? Like, because I've seen that before, where they do the knee and the pull up, mm-hmm. and then the reach 1 foot. And then there's that cross crawl.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, I never stopped to think about it. There probably are, but.
Yeah.
Well, you better, obviously you need a doctorate in that.
Shut up. I'm writing it down.
A doctorate in that one thing.
Stages of climbing.
Well, there's buckets, too.
Stages
of buckets, too. Yes. There's the little ones, and then you get the 5 gallons.
That's called stacking, right? The,
like, yes.
Variations.
Stages of buckets.
No. For loose parts. I was seeing one here. I was thinking I've been planting lately because it's that time of the year. Well, we're recording in June, so sorry, people. But the containers you get from the plants.
Oh, yeah.
Throw them out in the yard for the kids to repurpose.
Boxes.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of dryer tubing, boxes, hay bales. Ooh. Excuse me. I was corrected once. I believe it's straw.
Bales,
it's a
yes.
straw bale, not a hay bale. Hey.
Hey.
So,
preschool playground.
Hey, I'm seeing egg crates, tea kettles, pots and pans.
Yes.
I'm seeing stuff I created.
I know. I'm going.
I'm seeing stuff you created. In fact, some of this, I'm like, that looks like something Jeff Johnson might have made.
I'm seeing actually some of my pictures. I like that. I think some of it, I've seen a couple of things, and I'm kind of, is this really a loose part thing? Some of the water stations where everything seems to be permanently mounted. Some of the music walls where everything doesn't seem to be movable. Not bad things necessarily.
But perhaps in addition to.
Yeah, not necessarily loose parts either. And there are ways to do all of those things where there's a little bit more movement in the materials where kids can rearrange the pipes on the water wall, that kind of stuff.
So let me ask a new to Pinterest question. Are these okay? So we searched preschool playgrounds loose parts.
Yep.
Are these images coming up because people self sorted or tagged these things and included that language?
I believe so, or else that language is, it was either tagged that way or that language is used in the descriptions.
Okay.
I believe is how the
so again,
algorithms work.
Some of it could be that I'm perceiving that this is a loose part, but it might not be by definition a loose part because the person is deciding what category it's going to.
What board they pinned it onto.
Got it.
Oh, I'm looking at sand and water and pine cones all getting stirred into a.
Yeah, into and a brew. I believe that if I saw the same one, they added cinnamon and they called it a sensory experience.
Ooh.
Or are you seeing something different? It was a pine cone,
scented
cinnamon.
Water sensory, mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a neat thing. And I said it before, but I'm seeing, there's my snap blocks.
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more. I've seen more and
is
more.
Is that really the real reason we Googled this?
No.
or searched these
self-promoting.
Topics?
Self-promoting.
Shameless self-promotion.
The whole
and
show
you can buy
is
all
a
of
shameless
this.
Self-promoting. No. Listen to the commercial at the end of the episode.
There you go.
No, and I'm loving the ropes and long segments of rope. I think that's something we really get scared away from because the assumption is that children want to harm themselves. And I think strangling yourself is probably far down on the list of ideas a kid gets when they get their hand on a big piece of rope. There's dragging it behind and there's whipping it and twirling it and all that kind of stuff. But you know, wrapping it around your neck and choking yourself out or choking out a friend is not something that, you know, most kids are going to. And I mean, there's that one kid. Of course, there's that one kid. But if we're doing our jobs.
That one adult.
Yeah. And if we're doing our jobs, we know that kid and we can manage.
Mindful of making sure that I'm seeing.
We can manage everything to make sure that that people are getting the attention that they need.
So that they don't need to get it in that manner. Wow. So this is pretty good stuff. Some good suggestions. If you're needing some visuals, I would say, of what we've called loose parts, this would be, and if you are on Pinterest, and I'm new, right? But this, you're getting some decent suggestions here.
Yeah, there's some good stuff here. And Lisa's new to Pinterest. I don't spend enough time there, but I've got some Pinterest boards, and there actually is a loose parts one we've got on our on the Explorations Early Learning page, and I've actually pinned a couple more things I've seen here today. And so any other loose part stuff we want to touch on?
Be brave. Get a lot of it. Accumulate it. If you see it on the side of the road, it's fair game. So go harvest it.
If it is, say it's on the side of the road, but it is padlocked to like a fence.
That's not okay.
Okay.
But like,
want,
you know what? I got thrown under the bus one time. Remember this? When
the stop sign?
The stop sign, right? So the stop sign was taken apart. I mean, it was down on the road. It was unmounted. It was being replaced. They were getting a new, fresh stop sign. And so I Liberated
it.
Thank you. That's the word that was in my head. I couldn't think of it. I liberated this, the downed, the felled stop sign. And man, I got ripped on Facebook about, because people, I think they assumed that it was like mounted. And
yeah,
I
like you
and
took
scooped,
it.
Like I like took it in a shovel and scooped it out. And
take down the post. And
people were sharing stories about like, you know, somebody removed one time and my friend got in an accident. I'm like, whoa. All I did was pick something up that was on the side of the road in the trash pile, right? It was like.
You guys are reading
more into
it.
Yeah, we're reading way more into this.
And so to recap, don't take down signs that
don't
are mounted on the corners.
Don't take sides, you know.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a good
I used
idea.
To say, when I used to tell people about going shopping on the side of the road, if it's doing a job, you're not allowed to take it.
Leave it alone. Shopping alongside the road. Is that what you said?
I call it shopping on the side of the road. I have an old article about it. If it's on the side of the road and it's doing a job, you are not allowed to take it. But if it's just kind of there randomly, you know, and it's not really doing anything, it's either trash or somebody dropped it or somebody threw it out the window or fell off a truck. You know what? Yeah.
I think another tip is before you say I can't.
Pause.
Do the research and find out if you really can't.
Or if
and
somebody
then,
just doesn't want you to.
Yeah, yes. And then do what you can, because you might not be able to do exactly what you're seeing, but you might be able to do a variation of it that gets you a step in that direction. So,
what part of it can you say yes to?
And so this time we saw some pretty good shit on Pinterest, huh?
Yahoo!
Yes.
Yeah, yay!
It's all about what you put in.
Okay, I'll give it a second chance.
Well, and next time we'll be back with a search term that's going to make Lisa's blood boil.
Oh God!
Because I think that makes better pod and is more enjoyable for me to record.
Happy.
This has been.
Look at the smile.
She gets her T-Rex arms and everything goes wild. Another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill. We'll be back next Monday with another episode. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Having a hard time sleeping? Off your feed, feeling blah, blasé, down? Maybe you need more Lisa Murphy in your life. Check out ooeygooey.com and hunt her down on Twitter and Instagram. It'll make your life better.
Hey, we're starting a revolution. A play revolution. A playvolution. Get it? Come on over and check it out at www.myplayvolution.com. It's an online community for parents and early learning professionals who want to chat and share information and talk and educate themselves and educate others about what's going on in the early learning profession. Let's face it, Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter aren't as warm and cuddly as we might like them to be. This is your community, a place you're going to help create. Come on over. Don't be afraid. Check it out. Jump in. Support the community. Be the community. We need you. Got it? See you there.
Thanks for listening to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. If you like the show, check out our other offerings, Shots, Lisa's Book Report, and Tom Copeland's Taking Care of Business. And we'd love it if you shared them with friends, left a comment at myplayvolution.com, and gave them 5 stars on iTunes. Thanks. This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
Sing it!